The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Lucky's pay more. Yes, at the tobacco auctions, Lucky's pay more. Millions of dollars more than official parity prices for fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. No doubt about it.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Imagine you're at a tobacco auction. The buyers crowd around the baskets of ripe, fine-flavored leaf. The auctioneer chants and the bidding begins. As a basket of extra fine, light, mild leaf is offered for sale, as the price climbs higher and higher, at the peak bid, time and again, you hear... And another basket of truly fine tobacco is bought by the makers of Lucky Strike.
Yes, Lucky's pay more, millions of dollars more than official parity prices for fine tobacco. So for more real deep-down smoking enjoyment from every puff, every pack, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Prove to yourself how much finer, milder, more enjoyable Lucky's really are. You'll agree, in all the world, there's no finer cigarette than Lucky Strike.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back an hour. Jack and Mary are on their way to the studio. Rochester is driving.
Gosh, it's certainly a warm day, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah.
You know, it was hot yesterday, too, and Friday the temperature reached 105.
Yeah.
Say, Jack, wasn't it thrilling that the Hollywood baseball team won the Pacific Coast pennant this year?
Uh-huh.
And the National League pennant race is tighter than it's been in years.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, Jack, put down that knitting and talk to me.
I'm sorry, Mary. I'm trying to finish these socks for Phil. It's only 90 days till Christmas, you know.
Jack, Phil has been with you 12 years, and you're giving him socks for a present?
There ain't no present. Mr. Harris ordered them.
That's right. You know, Mary, it is warm today. I wonder if we could try... Rochester, how'd you know I wanted the top down?
I didn't. We just went under a low tree.
What?
Who needs push buttons?
Well, leave it. It's nice this way. And, Rochester, you better slow down.
I can't, boss. We haven't got any brakes.
No brakes? What do you do when you come to a railroad crossing?
We get out and pick up coal.
Rochester.
Those diesels are ruining us.
Rochester, don't be funny. Just drive. Say, Mary, do you think... Rochester, you're not making a turn. Why have you got your hand out?
I'm feeling for the studio.
You're feeling for the studio?
Yeah, and it's smart. We'll never see it.
I know what you mean. Say, Mary, I was just thinking of something. It's been a long time since you sang a song on the program. How about doing one today?
Oh, not today, Jack. I was at the Navy-USC football game yesterday, and I cheered so much I'm hoarse.
Oh. Well, we won't have the Sportsman Quartet there at the Orpheum Theater this week.
Boss, if you want more music on the program, why don't you play your violin?
Now, I think I will. I just put 4 new strings on it.
You did?
Yes. You'll hear them all on CBS this fall.
I can hardly wait.
Thanks.
Oh, Rochester. All right. Rochester, we're only a block from the studio. You better start looking for a parking space.
Look for a space? Are you kidding, Mary? Rochester, drive it right into the studio lot. Mr. Paley, the head of CBS, assigned a reserved parking space especially for me.
Gee, they sure treat you nice, don't they, Jack?
Mary, all the networks are nice. And it's about time people realize that there's no animosity between them.
There isn't?
Of course not. Now, take CBS. They even put Johnson's wax on the floors.
Jack, CBS didn't put it there. So many stars have come over, they've tracked it in on their heads.
On their heads. On their shoes.